Mike to Goodman. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the wonderful, matchless name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he that cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. O beloved, I trust you have tasted and seen that the Lord is good. Oh, it's wonderful to know the Lord Jesus Christ, to know the forgiveness of sin and the peace of God. It is wonderful to belong to the eternal God, to be His. Well, this is Bob Griggs, and we're continuing in our Bible study concerning who we are in Christ as children of God, and what it means to be in the family of the Lord. And we're talking about the spiritual gifts that the Holy Spirit of God gives us. God gives us the Holy Spirit, one of the wonderful gifts that we receive when we accept the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. The first gift, of course, is the gift of eternal life, which is ours through believing in and receiving Christ as Savior. And the Holy Spirit is the one who enters into our spirit and does that wonderful work of salvation, transforming our spirit, making us pure and clean and holy and righteous within our spirit, applying the blood of Christ and making our spirit the place where He, the Holy Spirit of God, can dwell. And our body thus becomes the temple of the Holy Spirit, 1 Corinthians 6:19-20 tells us. So today we're talking about these gifts that the Spirit of God gives. And we're in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And if you will look with us again to verse 7, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. And he's speaking, of course, about every believer. Paul's writing to the church at Corinth. He's writing to believers there in the church. And he says the Holy Spirit is manifested to us. That is, He enters into our spirit. He bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, Romans chapter 8 tells us. And He's given to profit us, to help us to profit and to grow. Verse 8, For to one individual, one believer, is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom. Now, we've been talking about this gift of the Holy Spirit, the word of wisdom. And we've already discussed how that through the Lord Jesus Christ, wisdom is manifested to every believer. Every believer has a degree of wisdom, but there's special gifts of wisdom that the Holy Spirit of God gives. And we've already discussed how that we can desire these best gifts and can seek these best gifts of the Holy Spirit of God. And in Psalm 111, verse 10, remember, we're told the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And then we've discussed some of the benefits and blessings that come as a result of wisdom. And Proverbs chapter 1, and remember it was written by Solomon, the wisest man who ever lived under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God, we're told in the New Testament. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable. And so God breathed these truths through different men of God that He used to pen down and to write the 66 books of the Bible. And thus here in Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 33, for the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whoso hearkeneth unto me Now remember, wisdom is the one that's speaking. Verse 20, wisdom crieth without. She uttereth her voice in the streets. And wisdom is speaking here and revealing to us the things that come through knowing wisdom. And so we read in verse 33 again, but whoso hearkeneth unto me, wisdom shall dwell safely. Oh, beloved, how wonderful to be able to dwell securely, to dwell safely. And if we'll hearken unto wisdom, will dwell safely, and shall be quiet. How wonderful to be quiet in the midst of the storm, to have the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, keeping our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Oh, beloved, it's through Christ Jesus that we can have peace when the storms of life are raging, when it seems like the world is against us, when it seems like our world's falling apart, when there's great calamity upon us, we can have peace, the peace of God. And this comes through wisdom, beloved. Through the wisdom of God, there is quietness and there is peace. And the Holy Spirit of God is the source of all this. And so every child of God is indwelt by the Holy Spirit. And a special wisdom is given to various believers to minister to others, to be a blessing to others, to help others, to counsel others, to encourage others, to strengthen others. And so this gift of wisdom, whoso hearkeneth unto me, wisdom, shall dwell safely, shall be quiet from fear of evil. Notice this, quiet from fear of evil. Now, beloved, we are living in a wicked and vile world, and we're seeing sin abound in this world as we've never seen it before. We're seeing it in so many forms and in so many ways, over the internet, through literature, over movies. Sin is being manifested and being shown and blatantly revealed as never before, and there doesn't seem to be anything sacred anymore. Everything is displayed, and the world is gobbling up the sin and the wickedness, and as a result, we're seeing all kinds of heinous and horrible crimes occurring, and wars and rumors of wars, and fear is prevailing and penetrating the hearts and minds of many, many people. But, beloved, to have wisdom, God's wisdom, will bring quietness from fear of evil, will help an individual not to be troubled, not to be distressed, not to be anxious, not to be worried. Oh, beloved, so many are worried today. So many are carrying a heavy burden of fear because of the economic conditions we're living in, because of terrorism that is about us, because of other countries that are invading, such as Mexico invading the United States of America, or other countries that are having civil war and having all kinds of enemies to invade and to terrorize. Oh, beloved, to be quiet from fear of evil. Oh, what a treasure. What a wonderful treasure. And this comes through wisdom, this treasure, and to be quiet from fear of evil. What a wonderful treasure. And then look at Proverbs 3 and verse 16. Well, let's notice verse 15, speaking of wisdom. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. Now notice that, beloved. Do you see how precious wisdom is? Do you see what a treasure wisdom is? Wisdom is more precious than rubies. The precious stones, rubies, are very expensive, and yet wisdom is more precious than rubies. And all the things thou canst desire are not to be compared to wisdom. Beloved, wisdom is such a wonderful treasure. And notice some of the benefits. Verse 16, length of days is in her right hand. Length of days, beloved. That is, making your days count, not wasting time, but wisely using time, redeeming time, and even living a long time. Did you know, beloved, that I'm never going to die? No, sir, I'm never going to die. Why? Because the Lord Jesus Christ has given to me the gift of eternal life, and the gift of wisdom that is in Christ, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and the last verse of that chapter. Wisdom comes through Jesus Christ, and I'm never going to die, because I have eternal life. This body, this earth suit, this little house that I dwell in right now is going to die, but I'm not going to. I have eternal life. I'm going to live forever. Length of days is in the right hand of wisdom. When you have wisdom, beloved, you have eternal life and length of days. And notice what else is in wisdom's hand. In her left hand, riches and honor. True riches, beloved, true riches. Many people think that to obtain earthly wealth is to be rich. But I know of rich people who are miserable, rich people who are unhappy, rich people who have taken their own lives, rich people who have committed suicide because it didn't fulfill their life. It didn't meet the longing of their inner being. But, beloved, to know wisdom will satisfy that inner longing because it comes through Jesus Christ. Riches that money can't buy. Peace, joy, satisfaction, fulfillment. So many wonderful treasures that come through wisdom, beloved. And this is one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit to believers, given in a special way. Till next time, goodbye.